Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. You may also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, or EmpowerRadio.com. And I want to, before we start the show, send a shout out to Maya for the wonderful, beautiful, thoughtful card that she left me. Thank you so much for that. I really love it when I hear from listeners, and it just totally made my day. So thank you, Maya, for that. And that was in response to a sage gift from last week. So I want to let you know that at the very end of the show, as I'm ending the show, I'll give out the number to call in and you'll have a chance to win one of a couple of prizes here from Sage Natural Wellness that they have so generously donated. So keep listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver for your cue to call at the very end of the show. We are going to be giving out the number a few times throughout the hour because we have a tarot card reader on the air today, and he's going to be giving out live mini readings. His name is Andrew McGregor from thehermitslamp.com, and Andrew has been working as a full-time reader and spiritual advisor for over 5 years. His 20-year passion for the spiritual has taken him around the world and to the feet of many teachers. He studied ceremonial magic, Kabbalah, astrology, martial arts, yoga, shamanism, spiritism, Caribbean magic, counseling, herbalism, and Santeria. And however, it's not just his innate spiritual ability, it's the strength of his spiritual guides, as well as the knowledge that makes him an effective reader, but also his deep compassion for his clients and a sincere desire to help them evolve into happy and balanced people who walk their own path. So today we're going to be talking about how tarot can be used to help you achieve the life that you want. So I'm going to bring Andrew up right away. Hi, Andrew.
How are you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. Okay, well, let's start out, Andrew, with, first of all, why thehermitslamp.com? What is the significance of that name?
Well, in the tarot, there's a card called the Hermit, and most people are familiar with the image, even if they don't know that they are. It's the image of usually an old robed man holding up a lantern and shining it out into the darkness. And it's a card about walking your spiritual path, about being full of integrity. It's about searching for your truth, your calling, and all those kinds of things. And it's also, from the point of view of the hermit, about finding that light inside yourself, that connection to our source, and then bringing that out into the world to help others find their way. And so in my line of work, I thought it was a good name to kind of encapsulate my goal, which is to really kind of help people find their own connections, help people find their own wisdom, help people get to a place where they know where they're going and how they're going to get there and how they're going to build the life that they want for themselves.
Awesome. Well, so Andrew, you live in Toronto and you do readings there. And I saw on your blog, or was it on Twitter? I don't know. There's so many, so many sources of information these days, but you did a bachelorette party the other day.
Oh, I'm actually doing a stagette. Yeah, that's tonight.
After, oh, okay.
Later today, I'm going to do a party. Yeah.
Cool.
I really enjoy doing parties. You know, you go and people are always in a good mood, and they're always really excited, and they tend to be very open at events like that. Like sometimes when people come in, they want something, but they're not always open. But in a party environment, people tend to kind of already be loosened up and ready to kind of see what's going on, and the kind of excitement becomes contagious, and everybody goes off and talks about their readings afterwards. So they're always a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, good luck with that and have fun. But also, because you're in Toronto, the first question that's probably going to come up is, what if someone wants to contact you? Do you do readings over the phone, or how do you conduct your business if people aren't in Toronto?
For sure, yeah. I do phone readings. I'm hooked up on Skype, so if people want to do it over, like, verbally over the internet, that's certainly possible. I have a lot of clients who live in different parts of the world, the States, and You know, certainly people have, in my time as a reader, have kind of migrated, so really kind of set up to do the phone, and people can, you know, PayPal or mail me a check or, you know, whatever's convenient. So.
Okay, cool. So it sounds like there's a number of options as well. So I want to ask you, because the topic of the show is how tarot can be used to help you achieve the life you want. So how can it be used to help you in that way?
Well, you know, there's kind of two ways in which I work with people. The first way is a person comes in for a reading and they have specific questions, or sometimes not. You know, sometimes they'll just do a general reading for people. And when they get the reading, advice will come up, you know. You need to think about changing the way you look at this. You need to, you know, let go of these things that you've outgrown. You need to, you know, look for a new job, or, you know, make sure that you look for someone at your work who can support you to help you get to a new level at your job. You know, so people can get advice on kind of any topic that's out there, and they can go away and they can work on that. And a lot of people have a lot of success with that, especially if they're really focused and clear about it already. The other way, where things are maybe a little more complicated, or where people's problems have been maybe a bit more longstanding, I do ongoing work with people where we check in maybe on a monthly basis, where they'll sit for a reading, we'll talk about the issues, we'll talk about what's going on, we'll develop basically like an action plan. Here's a spiritual component, a meditation, an affirmation, or maybe a crystal that will kind of help you connect with this part of the work. And once they take that step, then they'll come back again and we'll focus on the next step. And so often after kind of 3 or 4 sessions, people get to that place where they've moved through their history of bad relationships, or they've moved through their, you know, insecurities about stepping on out on their own and starting their own business, and they've started to deal with the practical problems as well. And then they've got momentum and direction, and they can sort of go and take off from there. And then, you know, sometimes people check in maybe on a yearly basis after that.
So what about for someone who wants to learn the tarot themselves? Because I have, I was actually given a tarot deck by a witch. So, and I have read that the best way to is not to buy your own deck, it's to have it gifted to you. I don't know if that's true or just superstition, but that's how I received my deck. But I find it difficult to memorize all of the meanings of all the cards. So how do people get started if they're just learning like that?
Well, you know, certainly when I started reading back when I was 13, I spent a lot of time reading for my friends, you know, putting the cards down, looking at them, saying something that I felt from them, and then opening the book and looking up the definition and saying, oh, this card is about this. And the more you read, even by using the book, even if you don't have things memorized, the more you can anchor the information to a specific situation, and then it becomes a lot easier to remember. So you read for your friends, you know, a card like the Tower comes up in relationship to his work. You say, you know, Tower is all about sudden and unexpected change. You better be prepared and think what's your backup plan if things don't work out well for you in this job. Then the next time the Tower comes up, you'll remember that situation much better than you'll remember, you know, what's written in the book or those kinds of things. And after doing readings like that for a while, it'll really kind of start to integrate. So
Andrew, also now there's significance depending on where in the reading, like where in the layout of the cards, that specific card shows up, right? So if, I mean, there's different spreads you could do, like all different arrangements, and it all depends on like what the actual meaning of the card, like it has a general meaning, but then it has a different meaning if it comes up in a different space. Is that right?
I don't know
if I'm explaining it correctly, but.
Yeah, no, when you do a spread, you lay out cards in a set number of positions. So a really simple spread for most people to start with, because although I use a spread that uses 20 cards, kind of complicated if you don't know everything and, you know, don't yet have a sense of the relationships between the cards. So when I started reading, and this is what I recommend for a lot of people, is to do a 3-card spread on a situation. The first card being what is in the past, the second card is about what's going on right now, and the third card being about where things are headed. And when it comes to the different positions, the cards actually can have, there's the specific historical meanings, which are written about in all the books, and there is a bit of variation between authors, but overall there's kind of an essential core that's always the same. And to me, those are what the cards mean. Those are their kind of eternal meaning, if you will. But there's also your intuitive meaning and the situational meaning. So you might look at the card and say, you know what, when I look at the Prince of Discs, I feel like I'm seeing somebody that you know. Do you know a person who looks like the person in this card? And so if we pay attention to that intuitive reading as well, we can really get a lot of specific information for the person, as well as use the more archetypal information, because it's always true on both levels.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to do, you're here to do mini readings on the air. So a mini reading, you said, is going to take about 5 or 10 minutes per reading?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so if you want to get on the air and have a mini reading, you can give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So when someone is getting a reading, what's the, like, what kind of questions can you answer for people?
Well, the cards will give an answer to any question. No matter what you ask, the cards will provide some kind of answer. The problem is that a lot of people, before, if they're not familiar with working the cards, the first thing that they want is a yes or no answer. They want to know, when is this going to happen, you know, and they want you to say, oh, well, on Thursday the 18th of September or whatever day that is, this will come to pass. And the cards don't really work that way. They're very open-ended. And they're much better suited to asking questions like, what do I need to do to achieve this goal? What are the obstacles that I'm going to run up if I, you know, try and start this situation? What are the challenges that I'm going to face in this relationship? And that way you can get really kind of clear, specific information that you can actually act on. Because knowing whether or not something's going to come to pass, which certainly does come up, it is a part of doing readings, is often actually less helpful than knowing what to watch for, what to do, and how to pay attention to your own strengths and weaknesses to help you get to where you want to go.
So let's start out with me. First of all, I want to give your website a plug. It's thehermitslamp.com, correct?
Mm-hmm.
TheHermitsLamp.com. So if you want to contact Andrew, you can do it that way. And my website is spiritualshow.com. And also, if you have a question that you would like to get on the air, but you are shy about calling in, feel free to email us. I don't know if we can do readings that way, but you can ask a general question. We have someone on the line already here, so I'm just going to bring them up. Hi, what's your question?
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air with CITR.
Oh, hi, Marie. This is Gia calling. How are you?
Fantastic, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Good. So did you have a question for the mini tarot reading today?
Yes, I'm looking to go to culinary school, and I actually am trying to get my life back on track, and I was just wondering if some of the things that I need to do over the next couple of years, is the culinary pursuit the right thing, I guess you could say?
Okay, Andrew, can you hear Gia okay?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Looking to answer that.
All right, so I'll leave you to do your reading here.
All right. So I'm going to just describe what I generally do for a person. So when I'm reading for a person, if they're in the room with me, I get them to shuffle the cards, and if they're not, as is the case today, then I shuffle the cards and just kind of think about them and try and make a connection with them. And for the sample readings, what I'm going to do is exactly what I talked about before. You know, a card for the past, a card for the present, and a card for where you're going. So I put out the three cards just in a row, and I flip them all over. And then I look at the cards. First thing I'll look at here is, what are each of the cards? So the card that we have for the past is called the Seven of Swords, which is called Failure, and it talks about all the problems from your past. You know, you said already that you're wanting to get your life in order, and the Seven of Swords is a card that says you need to make sure that you don't bring any of your fears and anxieties about things that have gone on before, okay? If you're going to go to school, and, you know, we'll look at that as we go through the reading, but if you're going to go to school, You know, you got to not worry about how you were in school before, how it did for you. You don't have to worry about how learning is for you in general or whether you'll be good at this as such. You have to make sure that your past stays in the past, okay? So anytime that you start to think about where you're going and you start to kind of turn your attention backwards, you need to do something to shake that up, to turn your attention away from it. Perhaps just say to yourself, you know, that was yesterday. That's no longer where my life is going. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
Okay. So in the middle, we have the Five of Discs worry. Okay? And the Five of Discs is a card that says, you know, you're putting a lot of pressure on things right now. This is a card that talks about being unsure about how you're going to get what you need. And in the traditional, so more traditional Rider-Waite deck, it shows a bunch of people essentially panhandling. They don't have the things they need, and they're at the mercy of other people to get them. And when I'm looking at these cards here, I feel like for you, one of the things that's very important is recognizing that this is a road that will take you towards being in charge of your life, being your own person, your own boss, having control of yourself and your financial life for sure. And at the same time, the Five of Discs in the middle here shows up to say, that's not what you're going to get right away. You're going to have to, you'll get what you need. You'll, you know, you'll find your way forward, but you're going to have to remember that the destination is to have that that internal drive, that control over your life, the ability to provide for yourself and have a stable life and all those kinds of things. But that in between, while you're a student and perhaps for a while afterwards, that you're going to find that that you kind of have this concern about how that's going to happen or when that's going to happen. And the Five of Discs, the advice of this card is to say, focus on just making sure what you have what you need today, and don't worry too much about the big picture. Okay. The last card we have here is the Four of Swords, truce. And the Four of Swords talks about the end of struggles. It talks about getting to the place where you want to be. And in terms of your sort of initial question, which is, should I go down this road, the cards are very promising about it. They say that it's something that will bring you to this place where you will have peace and balance in your life. You need to make sure that you don't forget, as you're going through this process over the next number of years, that it might take you 3 or 4 years to get to that place where you have that peace. So that's what the cards have to say. Do you have questions about that?
No. I think that's pretty much about it. Thank you so much.
No awesome. Problem. Well, thank you, Gia, for calling in. I'm just going to disconnect you now here. So thank you so much for calling in for that reading. Now, if you want to get on the air and ask Andrew a question, again, Andrew's website is thehermitslamp.com. So if you want to set up your own reading, you can contact him there. But if you want to get your own mini reading on the air, you can give us a call at 604-822-2487. You can also send in your questions, spiritualshow@gmail.com. And it's time for a break. So we'll be back with more synchronicity and more mini tarot card readings in just a moment.
Oh, hi, I'm Hollywood Steve. You've caught me organizing my daytimer. On August 28th, 12 bands will grace the Biltmore stage to reinvent really smooth music. Shay New presents Smooth Sailing.
On August 28th, come down to the Biltmore to hear Red Cedar, Apollo Ghosts, Jody Glenham, Boogie Monster, The Gref Band, Roll Mock, Kidnapping, Valerie Graham, Fine Mist, The Oz, Beelines, MT40. These 12 bands will be performing their interpretations of smooth music from yacht rock hits by the likes of Kenny Loggins, Hall & Oates, Toto, Chicago. The list goes on and on. Tickets are available at Scratch, Red Cat, and Zulu. Visit smoothmusic.ca for more information.
Smooth sailing. Yamo better be there.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry!
Rude boy, don't cry!
Music, you make me dance.
brought to you Scenic Drive every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and I'm really happy to be here with Andrew McGregor from thehermitslamp.com. Now, if you want to check out my website, it's spiritualshow.com, and you can find out more information about the show, who's coming up, etc., etc. You can find my contact information there as well. Coming up on October 2nd or October 3rd, whatever the Friday is around that date, CITR has decided, kind of last minute, I just found out about it last night, that they're going to be doing 24 hours of live music. They're calling it 24 hours of radio hell. And so it's all going to be live music, which would include this show. So one of the things I'm thinking of doing is having maybe some drumming circle or some kind of spiritual Aboriginal music. If someone who is listening wants to come into the station live and do that, feel free to contact me, spiritualshow@gmail.com, and that'll be in the beginning of October. Just wanted to throw that out there to help us get started in the search for fantastic live spiritual music to play on the air that day. So I'm going to bring Andrew back on the air. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
Hi. So we were talking before Gia called in about your website and also about how to learn the tarot, and you have a blog. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do on your blog and what you offer people?
Mm-hmm. Well, I write a blog post every 2 weeks, and the focus is on how to relate the tarot to different aspects of your life. But it's a great place for people who want to learn more about tarot, because the emphasis is not so much on there's this card and there's this meaning and all those facts, because there are a million books out there, and I'm really not that into, you know, writing stuff that's already been written a million times before. What I try and emphasize in the cards is how to relate to the cards, how to relate to the idea of doing a reading, how to arrange the cards so that you can get the information you want. So most posts consist of a discussion of a topic. The one that I'm working on for next week is on transition and how being in that space in between one place and another can be really challenging, you know. We recently had a child, had a baby, and, you know, that kind of waiting, that waiting and waiting, and there's nothing you can do to get that to come sooner, because you just got to wait for the time to come. So the next post will be talking about that idea. And then at the end of every post, I include a section on a spread of how to put the cards out and how to think about putting the cards out to find some information to help you, in this case, kind of weather that. What do you do when you have nothing but time to wait for something to happen? How do you kind of handle that? What can get you through? And so they're interesting for people who are just interested in spiritual topics, because they always kind of talk about a variety of things, from meditation to Kabbalah to and the tarot and the imagery in the cards. But they're also great, especially for people who are kind of, you know, just getting going and want to really start to learn how to think about the cards more and how to relate to them. And it doesn't really matter which deck you use in this case, because it's all about your personal connection with the cards and your connection with the meanings, and how do you bring that out and explain that to other people.
Awesome. So if you want to get on the air and ask a question, or you want a live mini reading, give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So Andrew, if we have time, if no one's calling in at this very second, I kind of would like a mini reading, but I'm wondering, do I need to ask you a specific question, or can you just tell me what is coming up through the cards that I maybe need to know?
Sure. Well, I always say to people when they come to me for a reading that if you have a specific burning question, that it's best just to ask it, because it almost always comes up in the reading at some point. But if people are all anxious about a specific concern, they're not really going to integrate the rest of the information. And if you deal with the rest of the specific concern first, you know, they're worried about their job or their relationship or, you know, whatever it is that's on their mind, then it kind of frees them up to focus on everything else.
However, in your case, where you don't have a specific question, then we can do a general reading and basically let the cards decide what's to come up. You know, let my spirit guides decide what is the thing that's most important for you, most pressing for you at this time, and then take it from there. Does that sound good?
Sure. Well, I can tell you one thing that has been on my mind a lot lately is worries about finances. And I know the law of attraction, we're not supposed to worry, but sometimes you just can't help it. So that's one of the things that's been weighing on my mind lately. I don't really have any specific questions relating to that. It's just kind of a topic.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's really a specific enough question. You know, the question, if for me to rephrase it to you, would be how do I change my relationship to my finances and to my prosperity? How do I find my way forward so that I can be prosperous and not have to worry about this stuff anymore? Does that
sounds good?
Does that sound like what you're looking for?
Sounds good to me. Yeah.
All right.
So I can hear you shuffling the cards.
I'm shuffling the cards as we talk here, absolutely. And I'm just going to put them down for you.
Now we're doing a three-card reading right now?
We're doing a three-card reading for sure. And so the first card here is the Princess of Cups. Okay, and the Princess of Cups is in the past position here. And she is a consummate helper. She's the kind of person that whatever anybody else needs, she helps them with it in some way, whether it's someone to talk to, whether it's a shoulder to cry on, or whatever else, okay? Is this you? Is this kind of the way you've been?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I was actually going to ask you, is that representative of me, or could that be someone else? But yeah, it sounds like it's probably me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, when the court cards show up, which are the people cards, there's three kinds of cards in the tarot. There's the court cards, which are the people cards, the prince, the princess, the queen, and the king, and then in each of the suits, there's what's called the major arcana, which are the cards with the names, like the fool, the hermit, the hierophant, the tower. And then there's the rest of the numbered cards, or the minor arcana, they call them. And when the court cards show up, which is what this one is for you, they tend to either talk about the person who's getting the reading, or somebody who's a really big influence on them in that situation, okay? So when the card here shows up, it says, first of all, it's in the past. So it talks about, you know, you've been more this way in the past, and you've kind of, you know, not lost it, but moved away from it some. And that this is actually a really important thing for you. You need to look at what you're giving to other people, and you need to make sure that you value it, that you get your return in some way. Okay? And this isn't saying that you need to become, you know, a self-centered marketing jerk and, you know, push sales on everybody or, you know, do anything like that, but that you need to really look at what are you getting in return for your energy, okay? What is it that you're bringing back to you from what you're putting out there, okay? And especially in your interreactions with others, you need to really put your value on what you do and what you have to offer everybody else, okay? The card that's in the middle here is the Six of Cups. And the Six of Cups is called pleasure. And one of the things that people get caught up in making decisions about work and money or really kind of anything is people tend to make things really complicated. People tend to look at a situation and see all the different factors and angles and things that can come up. And, you know, there's the economy and there's this and there's that. But the Six of Cups there in the middle says that for you, you have to focus where your heart is. You have to focus where your passion is, okay? And if you, you know, you do the law of attraction stuff, your emotional state is, in my mind, one of the biggest things that helps you access that law of attraction energy. So you need to look for the things that you can do that make you happy, that make you, you know, I mean, everybody has their moments where they dislike their job, but, you know, you have to look for where your pleasure and your excitement is, where you not feeling that it's a bunch of work. And then you need to just focus on doing more of that kind of stuff. Okay?
Okay.
The last card here is the Sun card. Okay? And the Sun card is the card for where you're headed. And for you, you know, you have the radio show, you have your blog, and you're doing all sorts of different stuff. The Sun card really says that your commodity is yourself. It is your
your personality. It is your way of being in the world. It's all that kind of stuff. The sun is about shining your light out into the world and having that bring back to you what you need. Okay? The sun card is a card that, in the deck that I'm using, shows a child on it, and usually there's a child on the card playing in one way or another. And it says for you that for you to find your success, okay? And by success, I mean that wonderful balance of money, happiness, kind of thing that we're all looking for. You need to make sure that there's always this playful and fun element to your work. The minute you start to feel that things are monotonous, that you're engaged with people who are not inspirational to you or at least interesting to you, the minute you kind of go over into those areas, you're going to find that things start to close down for you, that doors don't take you anywhere, and you have to end up backtracking. So really make sure you lead with your heart, and you're going to find that you find all everything you're looking for.
Awesome. Thank you. Those are all the kind of things that I've been considering lately, so that seems pretty accurate.
It's something that I find a lot with tarot reading. A lot of people, some people anyways, they show up and they expect you to, tell them that their great aunt's name was Bertha or something strange. And there's always stuff that comes up in a reading that people are not aware of or things that they haven't seen yet. But a lot of the times, if people are already doing some spiritual work, if people are already trying to be conscious of their lives, a reading is going to help them assemble the things that they already know. It's going to show them how it all goes together to be a solid framework, and it's going to hopefully just inspire them to keep doing the things that they're already moving towards doing. Because most people, they know what they should be doing. They know what they want to be doing, and it's just a question of nudging them in the right directions to do those things already.
Awesome. Well, we've got the phone lines are lighting up here, so are you ready for another reading?
You bet.
Awesome. Okay. So this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You're listening to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. We're speaking with Andrew McGregor. Am I saying that right?
Yep.
McGregor from thehermitslamp.com. We're doing live tarot, mini tarot readings over the phone today. So we have someone here on the line, and hopefully this will all work out. Hang on one second. Hi, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Okay, and there's one other person calling through. I'm going to try and get to them, but, this does take a few minutes, so please don't be offended if I don't have a chance to get to you. So I'm just going to leave you and Andrew to do your reading.
Okay, great.
Hi.
Oh, hi. I didn't realize you were there. I am wondering, we've been trying to sell our house for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if it's because we're supposed to stay there. I feel drawn to move to Arizona. My husband would like to move to North Carolina. We're kind of undecided where we want to go, and is that holding us up? In this house, or, we really don't like living in the house, but we've lived there for 4 years now because we can't sell it.
Right. Okay, well, we can totally look at that and see what the cards have to say for you.
So, okay.
I was shuffling as we talked. And what's your name?
Jill.
Jill. So, yeah, we were shuffling as we talked, and I'm just looking at the cards here. So, the first card that shows up here is the Prince of Swords, okay? And the Prince of Swords is a card of being caught in the loop. It's being caught in a thought pattern and just kind of playing out the same things over and over and over again. You know, when the Prince of Swords shows up, it's time to rethink your direction, rethink your plan, kind of throw everything out the window and give up on rationality and look to the heart, look to, the emotional or the spiritual or intuitive self to kind of help you move forward, okay? So, it perfectly describes to me this process that you've been talking about of being stuck there and, it doesn't sound like you have a clear direction as to, if you do sell the house, are you going to one place or the other? Which one are you going to move to?
No, we don't really know. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. And the next card that shows up is the Hermit. And so the Hermit here shows up to say that, you know, you need to, in order for you to resolve this stuff, you need to step away, okay? So have you been to these places recently?
Well, actually, we're going to Arizona tomorrow to look at, see if we want to live there, and we have been to North Carolina already. So.
Perfect. Because the hermit basically talks about going on a pilgrimage, you know? I mean, it's another way to look at this. You know, he's a kind of the wandering mystic who's out in search of what he's actually, his truth is, you know, in your case, the proper place to live. And I think that for you guys, you're gonna find your answer when you leave. You know, staying where you are, you'll never find the answer. You're just kind of stuck in this sort of shifting argument or discussion about it. It's never going to resolve to anything. So I'm really glad to hear that you're going. And I think that when you go, you're going to finally have the answer. You're going to have the thing that you really, you know, the information that you actually need. And it's really just going to come from your gut, okay? You know, you guys need to really look at how both of you feel when you're there. How did both of you feel when you're in, you know, when you're in Carolina? You know, where were you more relaxed, more centered? Where felt more balanced? And not based on specific things that happen, you know, like you have a bad conversation with someone. Ignore the sort of the details, but focus on that inner feeling. You know, how does it feel to wake up there? Those are the things to look for that will get you your answer. Okay?
Okay. Great. Go ahead.
The next card, which is the outcome card, says
the what
that,
card?
It's the outcome, the future. It's where
outcome,
you're headed.
Okay.
And the King of Wands here is it's kind of the opposite of the first card, which is all about, well, this and then this and then this equals this, and just is kind of looping around. King of Wands is all about action and energy, okay? And it says that you guys are headed towards a transition, which is going to be a permanent one. It's going to be a really big change for you. King of Wands is all ready to jump from one place to another. It's a very good metaphor for what you're talking about. And at the same time, there is no going back. Once you guys move, you will not return to where you're living now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the King of Wands says that in terms of where you guys are headed, King of Wands is associated with the end of the year. So I think that once you guys have united your energy and united your focus and come to a clear decision, you know, over the after you go away and when you come back, that you're going to find that everything starts to move a lot quicker after that.
Okay.
Great.
This is great. Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Jill, for calling in. So,
okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you. It was wonderful. Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. So if you want to get on the air and ask a question or you want to get a live mini reading, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So Andrew, there's already someone else calling in. Is there anything you want to say, take a breath before you start a next reading?
No, I think I'm good. You know, I love reading, and I find that the more I read, the more energized I get. So let's just see the next person and see what they have to
say. All right, let's see who it is. CITR, you're on the air.
Yes, greetings. How are you today?
Fantastic, thanks. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Are you calling for Andrew for a reading?
I am, actually.
All right, go ahead with your question.
Okay, greetings, Andrew. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. I'm having a little trouble hearing you, so I'll do my best to think of. I'm actually a little nervous. I haven't had a reading in a while, and I have a very specific question that I'm not sort of sure how to ask it.
Okay, well, let me know what
it relates
you want
to know. I'm sorry?
Just let me know what you want to know, and we'll figure out how to ask the cards.
Okay, great. There is some recent events that took place yesterday and a couple of days prior to that regarding an individual that was very close to me for a while, and we were doing some spiritual work together. And my question is, it's sort of a few questions, but the idea is basically that I think I was lied to and sort of they used my name incorrectly in a situation. And basically what I'm trying to figure out is if this person indeed needed to be rid of my, if it was, you know, indeed I took the correct action, which was to cut ties with them. And I'm just wondering if they were in it for something different than what I thought, if they were truly on the spiritual path with me or if they were looking for something a little different.
Okay. Well, I tend to not like to... Reading about other people is always kind of a fine line. You know, there's this sort of tricky line of you don't want to read about somebody without their permission and look at them too much. And so in a case like this, I really would like to focus on your part of this journey, you know?
That's perfect. That'll be great. We can look at energy, perhaps, sort of collectively. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll kind of look for, you know, how this decision is going to be for you. Is it a good decision that you made? And, you know, and maybe we'll see what the future holds, if there's anything you need to know to make sure you make better choices or see things more clearly in the future. Okay.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. So I put the cards down. And, you know, the card that's, the first card that's here is the Queen of Discs. Okay. And the Queen of Discs says that, you know, when you're working with other people spiritually, there's always this balance of how much do they give, how much do you give, how much do you wait for things to happen, okay? And the Queen of Discs is a card that's all about waiting. You know, she's a farmer. She's planted her seeds in the ground, and she's waiting for the things to come through. And when you are, engaged with this person or other people, it's very difficult to see everything up front, to know where it's going to go and how it's going to be and all this kind of stuff. So really, really working, you know, this card talks about the fact that you saw what was true, you know, what was important for you to know in order to make these decisions, okay?
Okay.
And the decisions that you made are really good for you, even though they are difficult, okay?
Okay.
And that for you in the future, you need to make sure that you remember that you can never know everything about somebody. You can never make a perfect decision up front. So you have to be patient and kind of, you know, not be untrusting, but certainly make sure that you take your time to get to know somebody and to kind of see where things are going and really to look at the success of your connection with that person on the spiritual level. Because that success will be your proof that they are on the right path. Okay?
Okay.
Card that's in the middle is the Nine of Swords, which says that for you, you need to really make sure that you pay attention to your intuition over the next little while, and especially if you remember your dreams, okay? Do you remember your dreams?
I do.
Okay.
Well, now, we'll say part of the time. I should actually say more recently, yes.
Well, this is a card for right now, and it talks about your dreams, and it says that important truths are being shown to you in your dreams, and you need to really make sure you work to pay attention to them. You could keep a piece of citrine or halite with you while you sleep, would maybe help you remember your dreams. You could keep a journal to write them down as soon as you wake up. You know, those kinds of things will help you see what's going on, because the cards say that, you know, in your dreams, and especially in the dreams that might be a little more unsettled, are the real truths are going to be shown to you. Okay?
Okay.
So, and then the card for the future is the Empress, okay? And the Empress is that for you, your intuitive side, you know, is going to really be important to you in the future. And whenever you meet somebody, whenever you know, on every single level in your life, not just about this question, you need to really make sure that you respect and listen to that voice, because your intuition is going to tell you things right away, and you just need to make sure you don't rationalize yourself out of it or let other people dissuade you, but you really, you know, build up your trust and your confidence in your intuition so that it can make sure that you end up in this place where you're growing and evolving spiritually. And the Empress is a card for the future, is a very spiritual card. It's a card that's very much about growth and intuition, you know, and connection to the source and all that kind of stuff.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I definitely gained a little clarity, and some things that I already knew were confirmed. So I appreciate that very much, and I hope you all both have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you. Peace and blessings.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So it's been a really great show for people calling in for readings. We just have a few minutes left because I do want to do a gift giveaway from Sage Natural Wellness before the end of the show. So maybe what I'll do is it's time to take a break. We'll be back in about 45 seconds and then we'll talk a little bit more about the tarot. We'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or CITR.ca. You can also find my website, spiritualshow.com. Check it out for past shows, podcasts. There's some courses and interesting material that's going on there. And also there will be a link up there. Actually, right now there is one to thehermitslamp.com. That is Andrew's website. So again, check me out at spiritualshow.com and you'll find everything you need to know there. Hi, welcome back, Andrew.
Hey.
Hi. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show and doing your fabulous readings. I think people are definitely getting an idea of what it's like to get a tarot reading. So I'm wondering now, normally how long does a reading take?
Usually a reading lasts about half an hour or so. I don't like to tend to rush them, so I don't really watch the clock. So when people get a reading, they get a reading and it goes until it's done. Usually about half an hour is what people can expect a reading to take. So.
And what about, now I use angel cards, from Doreen Virtue's angel cards, and it's the same kind of 1, 2, 3. I think that's pretty much all you can do is the 1, 2, 3. They don't have different spreads. So it's the past, the present, and the future. And but all of their cards are positive. They all have really nice sayings on them and really nice messages, which is great. But how is, like, the tarot has some negative cards in it, doesn't it?
Sure. I mean, the thing about the tarot is it endeavors to cover the whole of life, every single experience that you could possibly have, from being born to dying to, you know, winning the lottery, to falling in love, to losing love, to, you know, any number of things. So the tarot card covers the whole spread of human experience. And there are definitely cards that show up to say, you know, this is not good, you know. What's happening right now is not, you know, not healthy, not balanced, not useful in some way. And a lot of people get a little worried about the negative cards. But each negative card has its solution. And just as any challenge in your life, There's usually something you can do. You know, you get sick, you can go see a healer or a doctor. You know, you run into financial trouble, you know, you can, at least in Canada, you know, go to the government for help or, you know, whatever. There are always solutions. And so the benefit of having these negative cards is it doesn't deny the ups and downs, stresses and challenges of being human, but they're not really emphasized. You know, I don't read, when I look at the future, I don't see it as, this is the thing that will happen to you, sort of say, too bad, good luck. I look at the future as this sort of sea of open possibilities, and these are the probable things that will come. These are the influences which certainly you'll have to deal with, but if you pay attention, if you are conscious and, you know, take care of yourself, then you can avoid or minimize difficulties that might be coming your way or that you're already dealing with.
So, Andrew, there's so much that I want to ask and just a few minutes to do it. So maybe we'll have to have you back on the show another time in the future because there's a lot of questions to ask. So I just want to leave you with, is there anything that you would like to add that I haven't asked about that you think is really important to get across?
I really, you know, when it comes to the tarot, I would just encourage people who are interested in doing it in playing and having fun, you know, really just enjoy it. You know, I think that a lot of people become very serious about any spiritual path, and they make it this big, weighty, heavy thing. And certainly it's important, and certainly there are deep truths that you can learn about yourself, but, you know, just playing with the cards and getting familiar with them, sit them out and look at them, you know. You want to draw something to your life, just, you know, I'll often tell clients, if I know that they have their own deck, if a card comes up as being very important for them, to stick it up on their bathroom mirror so they look at it every day for a while, to just build their relationships with it. And that way, they'll open up their own internal spiritual energies, and they'll, you know, learn what they need to learn for their to move forward.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Again, it's been Andrew McGregor from thehermitslamp.com, and he's available for tarot readings. And you also work with your wife or your partner?
Yep. My wife does mediumship as well sometimes.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Well, keep in touch with me, and hopefully we'll be able to have you on the show sometime in the future.
Thanks so much for having me on.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Take care. Have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. You can find me online at spiritualshow.com, and you can always email spiritualshow@gmail.com. And so I have some prizes here from Sage Natural Wellness. They're way over on the other side of the room, so I can't pull them all out. One thing I know is I'm giving away two gift bags. So I'm going to give you the number, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So the first two people who are able to get through will get their choice of a gift bag. So one of the gift bags, I know both gift bags have a shea butter. Or one does. No, they both do. Both have a shea butter moisturizer. One is for shaving, so it's good for guys. And the other one is called Muscle Melt, so it's good for massage. One package has a herbal apothecary? Am I saying that right? Apothecary. It contains, they're the roll-on. So there's Peppermint Halo, Eater's Digest, and one other. I think it might be Immune. I could be wrong. Like I said, they're on the other side of the room. So, but there are some wonderful gifts in there. I think there's a stress relief spray and some other little options for you. So if you would like one of these prizes, you need to be one of the first two people to call 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. I'm going to close the show with a song by Surya, and you can find her on MySpace. She is actually at myspace.com, Elise Jen Music, and you can find a link to her on my website, spiritualshow.com. So this is Hare Krishna from Surya. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. I'm Marie, and this is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Next week, Bethan Elion, author of The Bathtub Psychic, will be discussing animal communication. I'm here every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific, and you can check out past shows on podcast at spiritualshow.com and citr.ca. Up next, Scotty Scenic Drive on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
About volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of